I think there are a lot of issues in ovary cancer that are still not well defined, such as the patient who has an elevated CA125 marker, and should you treat her or not treat her? And I've certainly seen treatment go both ways. Maybe you have a patient, you know, again, patients follow their markers very carefully. And if it's 5, when it's plateaued at the completion of therapy and it goes to 10, then it goes to 15, I mean, that probably does represent recurrence. But if you did a CT or if you did a PET scan, would you treat those patients if everything was negative? And the answer is probably not. I mean, I think there's no benefit in treating a marker that's slowly rising. I mean, again, that would be perfect for a protocol. But unfortunately, most protocols use Rustin criteria, and you need to be twice normal. So you need to be at least 70. Most patients won't wait till 70 to get treated. Even if it doubles within the normal range, that causes a lot of concern. So that's an open field where we don't quite know what's the best thing to do. Should we treat patients who are completely asymptomatic, who have very small amounts of disease or no disease, or should we start to wait for patients to have a little bit more tumor, but certainly before they've gotten symptoms? Once they've gotten symptoms, the drugs will probably work less well because a lot of our drugs have response rates between 10 and 20%.
What's your general clinical approach to people who only have a marker?
If it's elevated beyond 70, so making them Rustin criteria eligible, we have clinical trials open.
What about off protocol?
I would watch carefully if they had no evidence of disease on CT. What I typically do will put them on something like an aromatase inhibitor.
Have you seen responses?
I've seen drops in CA125s on aromatase inhibitors, yes.
Huh.